Mr. David Wimprin, thank you so much for coming on to tonight's post-debate interview.
Shalom, Yasha Korach. Thank you again for having me on your television program.
My program is actually a radio program, but you know, that's not the only misrepresentation we have in this district.
I know my mother, Gloria Wimprin, is a big fan of your TV program, as am I, as is my wife, Ronnie Wimprin, who has endorsed me for Congress.
Mr. Wimprin, you've had several debates with your opponent, Mr. Bob Turner. What could you describe as the best punchline you used that you think might have made him schwitz?
As you know, my opponent is with the Tea Party, the Tea Party element of the Republicans, which they held Congress hostage and caused the downgrade of the U.S. credit. Mr. T, as in Tea Party, is an extremist, but personally, I'm a coffee drinker. Hello?
With sugar? Do you drink coffee with sugar?
Yes.
Let's turn to some burning issues, Mr. Wimprin. Rain. You say you're in favor of federal spending. Would you buy umbrellas for the 35% of residents your opponent would cut?
As you know, hurricanes are not a laughing matter. The governor Cuomo, who has endorsed me, he for Congress, has warned people in event of a hurricane to stay home. People who are reckless, like Tea Party extremist Bob Turner, did the wrong thing by appearing on the Dolph Hyken program during a hurricane. That was so bad that I was unable to attend the debate even days later. That's how bad the hurricane was.
Speaking of Dov Hyken, Israel has become a big issue in this campaign. As you might know, Assemblyman Dov Hyken from your party endorsed today Bob Turner for Congress, claiming that he cannot trust President Obama when it comes to Israel. What's your response to that, Mr. Wimprin?
I would say you Dov Hyken cannot stand with my opponent, who is associated with Tea Party terrorism, extremism. This type of terrorism extreme fringe is dangerous, and I'm scared.
You scared from Bob Turner or from Dov Hyken?
Anyone who is associated with Tea Party extremism, many people are afraid. Tea Party is not a new element. They have been extreme by disobeying government, which is trying to create jobs and get people working at the same time.
Why are you so afraid of the Tea Party?
Tea Party, they are extremists who held Congress hostage and caused credit downgrade of the U.S. economy, and they've been around for hundreds of years. They do not follow orders, and they go out during hurricanes and put other people's lives in danger.
Do you know, Mr. Wimpern, what the deficit is? The exact number?
A lot. Trillions.
How many trillions?
My opponent of the Tea Party was making errors with his math. I, on the other hand, have a public background as well as private sector. I've worked with municipalities. I've always had a balanced budget, and that is why I'm running for Congress.
Okay, I see I won't get you on that. Mr. Wimpern, let me ask you this. Other than party Democrats, who crossed party lines to endorse your candidacy?
Those so-called Democrats who have chosen to endorse the enemy, my opponent, are not true Democrats. They do not support Social Security. They want to destroy Medicare. They want to take these programs from seniors. I call these Democrats dicks. D-I-C, which stands for Democrats in Conflict, dicks. They are dicks and are dangerous, and we should all be very afraid.
So you don't only have the Tea Party as your enemy, you also have this new element in your party that you call them bleep. You call them your enemy?
Democrats do not stand with Republicans.
Uh-huh. Another burning issue, and according to the polls, this is in the second range of the voters' minds when it comes to elect a representative, not only to Congress, but to president too, and that's loopholes. You say you're going to cut loopholes, yet polls show that this race is very close. Some polls even put Turner in the lead. So if you're not going to get elected to Congress, where would you help in cutting loopholes?
My opponent says that he never met a loophole that he did not like. President of my party and I, we want to cut loopholes for millionaires, corporate jet owners. I am not a millionaire like my opponent who wants to ship jobs overseas and reward companies for this process.
Okay, let's turn to some yes and no questions. Do you have a Metro card?
Yes. Yes.
Is President Obama a golf player?
I am too busy to serving my constituents to concerned about sports. yes.
Would you run for office in 2086?
As long as the Democratic caucus and the Democratic machine needs my services, I would serve the Democrats.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Do people other than your cousins live in Israel?
I have. I'm a big supporter of Eretz Yisrael. I have many Wimperns There are many wimpins in Israel, and many others too.
Would you tax trillionaires?
I would tax trillionaires and billionaires, and I would have millionaires to pay for it.
Give me one thing you would cut.
I would cut the loopholes of my Tea Party extremist millionaire Bob Turner. I would cut the I would make him pay his fair share.
Would you support Joe Biden's re-election in 2020?
Yes.
I thought you're against term limits.
Well,
okay, it's a gotcha question. I'll leave that for another time. In 90 seconds, Mr. Wimprin, turn to the voters of the New York 9 district, look them in the eye and in their ear, and tell them why vote for David Wimprin over Bob T.
People are afraid. People every day, they come to me and they say, hey, how am I going to pay for my Medicare? The Tea Party wants to take away Medicare. My opponent, Bob T., wants to cut the budget by 35%. You can't just cut. Mr. T. Is extreme, wants to abolish every department on the federal level, and wants to take away Social Security and Medicare. I am a Democrat. I want to tax millionaires and billionaires and take away corporate loopholes for companies that pay no taxes and drive corporate jets on the highways and everything that that Obama says. And that's why I'm running for Congress.
Thank you, Mr. Wimprin, and good luck.
Shalom.
Shalom.